grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
You know, I was struggling earlier with the scorpions. You don't know quite when to jump in the pool. Like, it might be cold. Oh, that's a good spot. Let's jump in there. Well done, sir. I kind of stuttered through it before, as I'm often prone to do.
I've listened to Scorpions probably a little more than you have, Crudy.
Yes. They rock.
You still got that Milli Vanilli mixtape?
8-track, baby. Quick story, and then we'll perhaps go to the phones. 844-967-2789. You know, Trump's had his share of lawyers, legal representation, bunch of lawsuits, right? And we remember Sidney Powell. She's the Kraken woman.
Oh, yeah.
And who can forget 4 seasons Borat movie appearing Rudy Giuliani, although I understand he's recently disbarred, so I'm not sure if you can accurately describe him as an attorney any longer.
No, he's moved up in the world. He's a podcaster now telling Eminem to leave the country. Remember I talked about the racism?
Well, that, and of course, he's doing the hits on Cameo. Because even Rudy's got to raise a legal defense. You know, he's now in cooperation with the January 6th committee, Rudy.
I've seen the headlines. I'll believe it when he testifies.
Well, I don't think they need his testimony, but I took a little bit of encouragement. Lynn Wood, his name's been bantered about. I believe he was the first one to start raising a legal defense for Kyle Rittenhouse as well. And obviously, Rittenhouse was acquitted, if you recall. And then there was a big hullabaloo about who gets the money.
Right.
And anyways, I saw this headline, and I thought, well, you know, maybe the...
Respect the...
Maybe the fever's breaking. Trump-loving attorney Lynn Wood turns on another ally and quits the traveling circus show. And surprisingly, Lynn Wood's objection, the reason he's leaving the traveling circus show... And apparently someone died of COVID on the tour, a conservative talk radio host. And here was Lynn Wood's objection. I'm going to read just this quote. You're doing this to try and get people sick. Go get mistreated with ivermectin. But then he continues. Go back. They need to be treated with doxycycline. It's bacterial. It's not viral. He's got his own voodoo medicine. They're using the wrong horse paste, Dom. And then finally, Wood allegedly said, it's all a setup. Clay Clark, who is apparently part of the creation of this little organization, is responsible for it. That's what I think. Always a strong assertion of fact. That's what I think.
Well, a couple of notes on that. My understanding of that, he was close with the person who passed away from COVID. So leave it to, you know, a crazy-ass Republican to wait until something affects them personally to, you know, engage in identifying and recognizing a problem. And that's what he did. But Lynn Wood is just another one of the hucksters. And they've been going around to where? Mega churches. It's the white nationalist Republican Party. That's what this is. They're going to mega churches and preaching to the faithful, because you have to be faithful in believing what they are selling you, because they have provided, much like the God they believe in, zero evidence and zero proof that any irregularities happen beyond the norm of any election.
Well, Dom, I can appreciate you trying to acknowledge the human compassion, the empathy that perhaps Lynn Wood is demonstrating for another human being, and his objection that, you know, he was treated with the wrong kind of horse paste. But I assure you, there are further objections he has with Clay Clark, and it's not the visiting of the mega churches. It might be the doling out of the cash at the end of the night.
Well, isn't it always that?
But Wood has also accused Clark in a series of Telegram posts that the tour organizer, that again, Clay Clark, was working with the Illuminati. And then in a brief follow-up, which
the Masons were busy?
Come on, man. That hurt. That stung a little coming out. Wait, there's more. Okay, there's more please, to this story. You won't even
hit me up, man. I want to hear it. Okay.
So I'm going to reread this, you know, as only I can. Wood has also accused Clark in a series of Telegram posts that the tour organizer was working with the Illuminati, which Clark denies. I love the fact they felt it necessary to include the fact that the guy says, I am not working with the Illuminati. I am the Illuminati.
I'm working with the Knights Templar.
I mean, Q. Oh,
come on.
Let's take a quick phone call while there's time. Dick in the garage, say hi to my buddy Dominic.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys, I probably should have saved this for James Centell the next time he comes on. But after reading this thing in the New York Times Magazine last Sunday about Michael Flynn, oh, my God. Scary stuff.
Which part? Was it the rendering of a Turkish cleric kidnapping a Turkish cleric?
Or was it him and his family taking the QAnon oath in a video camera?
Or was it the endorsement of Tim Rantham via video conference this Saturday in Wisconsin? What is most objectionable?
You go, Dick.
Here's where I think it should have went. After reading it, the guardrails seem to be the federal government and the military that stayed steadfast. Not so much states where the Republicans wanted to push it. And after reading this thing, oh my God, why didn't we just let him do it? Because here's a direct quote from Giuliani in this. We'll probably all end up in prison. If they would have.
Well, that's a general statement Giuliani could see on any given day and probably be accurate, Dick.
Well, of course, but guess what I'm saying, guys, is we could have cleaned this whole thing up and been done with it if we would have let Trump do what he wanted to do. And also, our buddy Scott Walker.
Wait. What are you advocating for? We should have let the coup happen?
Yeah, well, or tried to happen because the feds in the military weren't.
Hey, Dick, hold that thought. We'll be right back. All. More devils.
I am the keymaster.
I am the gatekeeper.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.